Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, and Casey the Tobacco Nut are connected with us via the web today. And we have to make up for that and actually schedule some real guests, despite that list of crew members.
Ooh.
So that brings our next guest on the show today. That would be Nick Sullivan. He's from up in the Northeast, up there in New Jersey, I believe. But, you know, right there off of Broadway. Nick, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the great things about the dive shows across the country, whether it's, you know, the Scuba Show we're going to next weekend in Long Beach or Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, it gives you an opportunity to connect with some folks that you haven't been able to, maybe in your, you know, your local neck of the woods, so to speak, right? And so, sure enough, Beneath the Sea, Nick saw our mermaids, and it got his attention, and he came over and grabbed one of the business cards and reached out to me a few weeks ago after the show. And we didn't get to talk at the show, but he shot me an email, and I followed up with him and said he wrote some books that have a diving background to them. And lo and behold, we sat and had a nice little chat, and I was like, wow, this is cool, man. You got to come on the show and tell me a little bit more about this. So that's what we're going to do. So, Nick, first off, did I describe the story correctly from your perspective? Is that kind of how you came across Scuba Radio, so to speak?
That is pretty much it. I was, the last book is set in Saba, and I was on my way to Secaucus to say hi to Lynn, who runs Sea Saba.
Right.
And there was a mermaid kind of at a choke point. I had no choice but to walk by her, and I saw Scuba Radio there and a big stack of cards.
Right
placement.
So, it was a no-brainer.
God have mercy on you.
Yeah, true. Well, you know, when we travel and we go out into public, you know, we have mermaids to kind of be the face of Scuba Radio.
Ambassadors.
Ambassadors, right? Because I have the face for radio and, you know, bait, whatever you want to call them. I don't know. They work.
Stay away from that one.
Okay. Well, we will do that. But they work, you know, on many levels and in a nice positive way. And you saw a mermaid, Kristen, actually. And she's going to be joining us, I believe, in Dominica here in a couple months.
Oh,
but,
nice.
But yeah, so, you know, you made that contact, which is always good. And you told me about this book that is about to be released, or it's literally getting released next week, the second book that's based in Saba. Is that right?
Yes, May 1st, although the audiobook, a little special deal I got together with Audible, audiobook comes out first, so that's going to be April 30th.
Okay, there you go. So
that will be
very
a deep cut, which is set almost entirely in Saba, but a little bit over in Statia.
Well, you know, I saw the cover. He sent me the artwork of the cover of both books, and the second one, Deep Cut, has an airplane flying in to the shortest commercial runway in the world on the island of Saba, which I've seen many times. I haven't flown into it, but I was like, hey, I've been to this place. I want to read this book. So, you know, that when you have that connection to it, it just makes, you know, you're just that much more interested and want to check this stuff out. And by the way, deepnovels.com, is that the website people should
Deepnovels.com will get you a little quick sneak peek at that one. and Deep Shadow, which came before.
Yes, and I've just started Deep Shadow. First few chapters I've read already, and I'm going to use this as my reading material as I travel out to the scuba show next week.
Awesome.
And, all right. You know, I love this kind of stuff. And now the bonus on what Nick does. Now, Nick is not just a writer. These are two books. This is a relatively new thing for you, right? Because your background is acting, and you're a voiceover artist or like a audiobook artist. You've been doing that for a while, I guess.
Narrator.
Yeah, okay, we'll go
yes.
with that.
Is that I've been narrating since the 90s on reel-to-reel cassettes, yeah. where
Back
if you made a mistake, they had to punch it in on reel-to-reel.
That, you know, I remember those days vividly.
Yeah. 450 books by now, I guess. And at some point I thought, you know, I think I could maybe write some of these.
Why not?
Yeah. And I had a couple screenplays kicking around. The first book was not in the slightest diving related. That would be Zombie Bigfoot, which is pretty much exactly what it sounds like.
I love it.
I thought, write what you know. You don't really know zombies. So I switched over to the action adventure genre. And I thought scuba was the way to go because of these just amazing little islands I go to. And I try to go to some of the more obscure ones. They're just more interesting to me.
Well, there you go. You picked Savo, which is a beautiful island, one of my favorite ones in the world for sure. And that definitely caught my eye. Now, as far as your diving background, I mean, you've been diving since you were a little kid or what with your family and traveled around and saw these islands or how did that come to be?
Well, I've been snorkeling when I was a little kid. I mean, my parents would take me to, other people would go to Disney World, and thank goodness they would always take me to Barbados. We had a deal. We would always go there and Jamaica. And I started snorkeling, and I would basically go until my back peeled off from sunstroke.
Nice.
I mean, it was just so addictive. And then diving sort of started later.
As you would expect.
Go ahead.
Well, I was always going to say, snorkeling's kind of like the gateway drug to diving, you know?
Yes.
You're almost there. It's a natural progression. So I can see that happening. So you got certified when, you figure?
98 or 99, I think.
Okay.
Went to Stacia. I was doing the show Footloose on Broadway.
Wow.
And
so you're a dancer, an actor, and the whole thing.
And I was thinking, I think it's time to take a vacation. And I took a solo trip. And I used to play a video game called Pirates, Sid Meier's Pirates. And I remembered that one of the little islands you could go and sell stuff on was St. Eustatius.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, I'm not going to go to the Bahamas. I'm going to go to this weird little place.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little tricky back then getting there. But on the way there, back then, the little airplanes would do what's called the triangle from St. Martin. They don't really do that much anymore. But we landed in Saba before going over to Stacia. And I was like, what is this place?
Where are they taking me? Yes.
Exactly. So I ended up going to Stacia, and I took my first lessons from Golden Rock Divers.
Mm-hmm.
And I also took a quick day trip back over to Saba. Thought that was pretty amazing. And later did some NAWI training. My Broadway, the guys that do the crew are fantastic, and a lot of them were divers backstage at this Broadway theater. And they set me up with NAWI, which is where I got my first full certification.
Nice.
And we went to Rockaway Sound for the open water. That was 6 inches of visibility and ripping currents.
Yeah, up there in New Jersey, you did that.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, that was in New York.
New York. Okay, Rockaway.
We were inside of the airplanes.
Oh, wow. How about that? Well, you know, so are you telling me that the crew, the Broadway crew from Footloose, were a bunch of NAWI divers?
Yeah, hell
yeah. How about
that? They
awesome.
Absolutely. They were like, oh, here's what you do. I was like, well, I don't know how I can do this with our schedule.
Yeah.
And they said, well, they have this intensive weekend. And so I got some actor buddies of mine to do it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following year, we all went to Bonaire, and that was my first true full dive trip with a whole bevy of dives.
Hmm.
And a lot of that has wound up in Deep Shadow.
Yeah. Yeah, which is, starts in Bonaire. And you can kind of give me a little preview that it kind of ends up in Saba, and then that's where
last book quarter or so will be in Saba, but I wouldn't say more than that.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I'm enjoying it so far. It's a nice read, and I love the detail and the diving and the islands description and stuff. Really paints the picture well. And, you know,
thank you.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And the acting side of things, I mean, when you tell your story, Nick, you know, I'm just picturing like, a Naui dive class merged with, a song and dance routine from Footloose. I'm thinking, wow, would that be an awesome Broadway show or what? A bunch of divers dancing around and I don't know, maybe that's just
dancing is banned, but diving is allowed.
Okay, well, good point.
Kick line with the flippers would be kind of difficult. I see a lot yes. of people face planting with that.
But, that would be entertaining. That's just
that's
pure entertainment.
True. Nothing funnier than a face plant.
So true. So true. Well, Nick, I love this stuff. I'm going to read the books and encourage people to check it out, too. Once again, the website, deepnovels.com. Check out Nick Sullivan and those two books, and maybe you'll find them enjoyable as well.
Before I forget, 99 cents, Deep Shadow, 99 cents on Amazon.
That's a bargain.
Next Sunday through May 1st.
Okay, there you go. A little pre-sale thing there. All right, good stuff indeed. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba, St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get to resort certified, a couple of hours.
Huh. I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio. Casey the Tobacco Nut. Jerry the Diver Guy. Barrett a Bugger connected via the web. Just good stuff. I love you know, media things that incorporate diving, whether it's books, movies, Broadway shows. Maybe that's what we need to, you know, have Dick talk to his, all his Broadway buddies. And by the way, you know what we didn't get into with him? He has, like, been on a ton of TV shows. I mean, like Law and Order, all kinds of. Excuse me?
Nothing.
Yeah, excuse me?
That was terrible.
That's that sound it always makes.
Yes. But, I mean, he literally is a, you know, an actor up in New York and has been in a ton of stuff. But he's doing this new, you know, he's doing this book thing now. But he's working the diving element in. I love it. Yeah.
Was he in Sharknado?
No, he wasn't. I didn't compare acting gigs with him yet. That, you know, that'll be something. Maybe we'll have to work on a project together here in the future when I give him my resume of Sharknado 3, Sweaty Florida Tourist number 3.
Oh, number 3. I never knew what the number was.
Well, you know, I played number 1 and 2 as well.
Wow, versatile.
Yeah,
versatile.
I have a wide range of nonsense
what's
to
your,
pull
what's
from.
What's your preparation for that?
My motivation, you mean?
Preparation, yeah. H.
Barry.
Oh, that's hilarious. I hate you. No, I, you know, the thing is you know, you just have to put yourself in the proper headspace. You know, Nick, as a fellow actor, can relate to what I'm saying, but you guys, you're just, you know, regular people.
An actor.
Huh?
I'm an actor.
What are you?
I'm not on camera.
Well, what kind of actor are you?
I'm
what
a voice mean? Actor.
Well, that,
I have to
okay.
act all the time.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't
like an idiot.
Exactly. I act the fool.
Okay.
But I have to be sweaty, you know, so that's good.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to kind of, you know, always, well, I'm always on the lookout for media elements that will push scuba. You know, whether it's a, you know, like Expedition Unknown with Josh Gates on Discovery Channel and they work in a diving element to it, or, you know, movies and things like that. I mean, we get the Avengers movie this weekend, right? I don't.
You do.
Yeah, you.
I'm going right after the show today to see if they've worked in any element on the event. I don't think they have, because they don't have Aquaman to, you know, Barry's.
I just finally.
Barry. Uh-oh. It's a different. Don't start with
Barry.
Me.
You'll love
universe.
This.
Uh-oh.
Barry, you'll love this. I just finally watched all the special features on the Blu-ray for Aquaman.
Oh yeah,
a couple nights ago. Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't have the Blu-ray.
So he's just gonna have to tell you what happened and what he looked like, all wet and gooey and slimy.
Gooey. I don't think he was gooey.
Oh, well, I didn't gooey. See it. I'm just.
Hey, you heard his feelings. You said he was gooey.
Well,
an oyster.
Whatever works for you, Barry, is fine by me. I'm not one.
Barry
to
would particularly enjoy the rock climbing scenes.
Really? Hmm. That's interesting.
That's how Jason Momoa stays in shape. He was like indoor rock climbing.
How about that? You know, that he shaved sense. His beard off. Did you hear this?
No.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, Barry knows.
Yes.
No, it was
Barry knew the
he
second it
kind.
Happened. He got a tingling. He got a tingling and he knew that something happened.
Yeah, fanboy. So, yeah, he did it to create awareness for like plastic pollution.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Why was his beard plastic?
Yeah, I don't understand.
He just, you know.
Ironically, he's using a plastic razor to shave it.
Yeah.
Thereby adding to the
disposable
problem.
Razor.
That is wrong. You guys obviously didn't watch
if
it.
If you want to really help the planet, you need to burn your beard off.
That would be fun to watch.
I was discussing all that garbage out there in the Pacific.
Right.
Why can't a ship just come along and scoop some of that stuff up if they're out there to begin with?
Because it's the size of 2 states of Texas.
So you need
a lot of scooping.
I think they are scooping some of that up.
They're
now,
trying. Right? There's a few things they're trying to wrangle that thing up, but who knows?
2 scoops.
But yeah, for Jason sure. Momoa, he filmed himself, you know, cutting his beard off, and used that video to raise awareness for plastic pollution. So, you know, I think it was a noble idea. And, you know, I don't know, you like him with or without the beard there, Barry?
Well, he's looks more like Aquaman with the beard, so.
Yeah, kind of takes the mystery away, doesn't it?
Yeah. Although I just read that a beard, the inside of a beard is dirtier than a dog's fur.
Well, that's nice. Interesting. That's a nice thing.
That's a little knowledge nugget for you, Greg.
Yeah. Actually, I knew that. I
did. Without the beard, he looks like Aquavelva.
He looks 10 years younger. He could be Barry's son now.
Oh, thanks.
Barry, I hate to break this to you, but he's happily married.
Oh, I'm not worried.
Okay.
Oh.
No, but she might be.
She shouldn't be worried.
A lot of confidence from Barry.
Oh, boy. Well, anyway, back to the Avengers. Yeah, where is their Aquaman? Is there any kind of, you know?
No, they have Submariner. Marvel has Submariner.
Submariner, but he hadn't shown up in any.
No, they wisely left him.
What is Submariner's superpower?
Same as Aquaman's.
He can swim fast and stuff.
He can ride a seahorse.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wait, Casey said something, I thought. What'd you say? No?
He talks to fishes.
Oh, he can talk to fish.
He's okay. Worthless above water, basically.
I thought Casey said a vitamin deficiency.
That wouldn't be a power.
He has vitamin C.
Whoa.
Smack him.
Did you purchase your ticket already?
For the Avengers?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I did.
Oh, because it's sold out everywhere. Yeah.
Hello? Come on.
Greg's kind of a
movie.
And
you're saying
buff.
I'm a groupie? I don't purchase tickets ahead of time.
Well, you should if you want a seat. You know, yeah, it's the biggest movie of all time. You bet.
Yeah, just wait a few weeks. It'll be out for months.
Yeah, and you'll hear all the spoilers.
They all die.
I'm going to text them matter. To you. I'm going to text all of them to you.
Thanks.
Stop it, Bubble Boy! I'll stab you. So, yeah, hey, you know, what?
Buy yourself a large 2-liter Coke when you go into the theater.
Never.
Yes, diabetes.
It's 3 hours long.
Is it like a three-hour tour?
3 hours long.
That's
well,
right.
Well, they've already said on TV there are certain parts where you can actually run out to use the restroom.
Never.
Well, Aquaman looks at you.
Hold it. That's what
the ankle now.
Oh boy, you guys are giving tips we really don't need. This is what they do. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. You know, when it comes to diving superheroes, I think we are lacking in the world. I mean, Aquaman is one thing. I know that's Barry's favorite.
What do you need?
He's no Bubble Boy.
I mean, we could still use gears. It could be like a diving superhero with tons of, tech gear or something.
Like James Bond?
Maybe. Could be a Bond kind of deal, but I'm still thinking, you know, it's more like I kind of picture a diving superhero more like a Tony Stark kind of thing, who has a lot of cool toys, but it allows him to go, you know, deep and that kind of stuff, you know, high tech, you know what I mean? No, it doesn't necessarily have to be a natural, you know, ability to speak with fish. Oh, sure, but, you know, if he can speak with fish.
So you want more like a real diver?
Yeah. You know, because we are kind of superheroes to our non-diving friends.
Is that what you think in your mind?
I know that is the case. Who's with me?
You're delusional.
I'm with you. Bubble Boy agrees.
You're delusional.
I mean, Jerry the Diver Guy, I mean, he kind of feels like he's kind of like a superhero, aren't you, up there in the mountains of Virginia? Don't they look at you kind of strangely in that sense?
They look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Still man.
Hmm. Maybe. And, you know.
You do what?
I'm a
diver.
With
sharks?
I'm a diver. Exactly. You know, we do have a way to.
Are you crazy?
You jump off a perfectly good boat?
Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of a superhero thing. But you got to have, you know, you do have to have kind of like a, I don't know, an angle, a gimmick. You know, there's Naked Scuba Boy. There's that. Mm.
I don't think that's really a hero.
And there's Naked Cowboy.
Naked Scuba Boy
was scary.
Was before Batman and Superman and everything. There was Naked Scuba Boy. You don't believe me.
I don't want to. Why are we talking about
you were
that?
Questioning the Easter eel last weekend.
No, I believe.
Don't question my authority.
I believe.
I know things.
I wasn't sure about
those two go hand in hand. Naked Boy and Easter eel, I think.
Naked eel.
You don't want to cross those streams or something. I think there's some issue.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Jackie and Peter are fun. They go to concerts. They are both getting their scuba licenses.
Don't like scuba people. Uh-huh. I'm a dry land guy.
I know how you feel about fish people.
No, fish people are the worst, okay? Scuba,
scuba. I think you should give it to me. Scuba,
scuba. What? Scuba boy, won't
you
take
me there too? You know, baby. Scuba boy, won't you
take me there too? Hell of a party. Scuba boy.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
As they should. You know, it's kind of a superpower as a scuba diver, but it's very easily accessible. It's open to the masses. You just got to take the plunge. That's what we've been doing here for the last 22 years, is reminding people just that. And then sharing all those adventures with our non-diving friends. And then they're super impressed, as they should be. Because, once again, it is kind of your own, you know, superpower. The Avengers ain't got nothing on me. I'm sorry. I could save the world with my underwater ability. How about that?
How so?
Take that, Hollywood.
How so?
How would I...
How do you save the world?
I would go underwater and leave them all on the surface to rot. How about that? I can escape.
Why don't you have Nick Sullivan write you a screenplay?
Yeah, maybe.
Greg impresses all the ladies with his scars. He shows them all of his scars.
That's true. Yeah. You know, the scar on my right arm here that you can see on Facebook Live.
Melanoma.
No. Don't tell him the truth.
That was caused by an accident with a shrimp fork.
No, I wrestled
a kitty.
A narwhal.
A baby surf, baby fur seal from the jaws of a great white in Antarctica.
That's not true.
See, we know he's a warm water wuss, so we know that's a lie. He's a liar.
You know, it's a story, guys. Come on. I'm trying to be creative. I'm trying, you know, like Nick. Like
he got his hand caught in a vending machine trying to steal the Snickers.
Remora fish were attacking other divers.
It was a Zagnut.
Oh, sorry.
Bubba Boy, you're a liar.
Zagnut.
Don't start nasty
nice pull,
rumors.
Greg. Possibly the funniest candy bar.
Well.
Zagnut. Hey, why don't you shave your beard like Aquaman?
No. Yeah,
you want to be a superhero?
No, this is not a beard. This is a soul patch.
Is that what that is?
They say in the biz, right?
No, I think that's a Van Dyke. The full mustache in underneath.
Oh, Rob!
If you just left that little patch there under the lip.
That would be the soul patch?
Right. Mm-hmm. You have too much for a soul patch.
It's a gray patch.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to. You know, if I shave that off, it's kind of like my, you know, it's like taking away my powers.
It's like his trademark.
Along with the thumbs up.
But you might have to do that if you become a superhero, because you don't want the supervillains to recognize your true identity.
Well, as soon as I put on
beard, you know, and.
Well, my dive mask.
No one's going to recognize
it. Is pretty much the. The way you recognize me is without my dive mask, but as soon as I put on my dive mask, I become invisible.
It's like Clark Kent.
Yeah, kind of thing. Well, no, but I think I become invisible. I think it's what it should be. You know?
He gets a trophy for participation.
Can you put on the mask now to see if you disappear?
I could, actually, because I have my new one right here, the CRX, folks.
Pop that bad boy on.
Just sent me my new prescription mask from them.
Cool, bad boy on.
C-S-E-E, the C-S-E-A-R-X.com. It's pretty cool. I went through that whole process a few weeks on the show, a few weeks ago, and they sent me my new dive mask with my prescription in.
Oh, Bubble Boy broke his headphones.
What? Those cost money.
Actually,
hello?
They're fine.
See, now look, I'm looking through my dive mask here on Facebook Live, and you guys are crystal clear.
You're not invisible.
What do you mean I'm not invisible?
That is a cool mask.
You look like you should have a rubber chicken.
Look towards the source of my voice.
It has a nice mask strapped to it, too.
Yeah. It's a nice Scuba Pro mask, but it has my prescription in it, and you guys are crystal clear, just like all the critters underwater.
Cool.
Yeah. You know, so
now you have no excuse missing all those lobsters.
I didn't need any excuse. I am the lobster slayer. Don't you start with me, Barry. You Aquaman lover. How dare you?
Protect me.
How dare you? Anyway, there you go. That's my mask. I like it. I can't wait to get this thing wet. But what?
You didn't fill up the tub and go in there and check it out?
What do you mean I didn't fill up the tub and check out my new mask, you mean?
Yeah. You didn't do that?
Why would I need to do this?
Well, then you could check it out, see how it works underwater.
I just checked it out. For everybody on Facebook Live, they could see me putting it on my face, and I could see Bubble Boy crystal clear.
I didn't see nothing because he turned invisible.
Well, see.
That's the moonshine.
Yeah.
Drink Dingo blind.
He's blind drunk.
No, that's usually see two or three of him.
That's right.
There's three Gregs.
Wow, that's awesome. So
the triplets, Greg.
Mm-hmm. So, are you guys with me though on this? Do you think we need a scuba diving superhero?
Sure.
Yeah. Yes, or you're just
magical
like,
Greg and his enchanted Subaru.
Would he fight Sharknadoes? What would he fight?
Well, he would have to do something to protect the underwater environment, I think. There must
so
be something.
So he'd fight the plastic floating islands.
Or he turns the plastic floating island into something he can use, you know, effectively against his enemies.
You have to have one nemesis.
Which would be?
Lionfish.
You know, like once a month he would come back and, you know, try to destroy something, and you would protect
it. Once a month? That would be Mother Nature.
Well, no, you can't have so. Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Let's just stop.
I think his nemesis would have to be the lobster slayer.
With his
attacking
nemesis?
Poor innocent creatures underwater.
I'll get you this time, Bloody Mary.
I don't think the lobster slayer.
And his sidekick could be the Easter eel.
No.
No, he's already got a sidekick.
Yeah, Bug Boy.
Bubble Boy.
No, he wants the Easter seal for his sidekick.
Yeah, there's Lobster Slayer and Bug Boy. They are kind of a dynamic duo of Lobster and Caesar.
No, I forgot about that. They're the evil twins of the underwater world.
No, they're not. They're nothing evil about the Lobster Slayer and Bug Boy.
This is the worst writing ever.
What's your name going to be for this new show?
Oh, well, it's not a show, Barry. It's a superhero.
Superhero?
It's his imagination, Barry. Come on.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. You know, the guys that write all these Marvel things, all those comic book geeks, you know, they ought to listen to us and incorporate some kind of scuba diving superhero into the Marvel universe. That's where I'm going with this. You know, we are here to inspire them. Or maybe right now they're listening to it. Okay, here, guys, listen up. Listen to those guys. That is what you don't do. That's probably what they're saying, but that's not really, you know, where I was going with this.
He can only be a superhero for what? 40 minutes underwater, then he has to refill his tank.
Well, maybe that's a superhero. Maybe he can make a tank last forever.
He's got gills like the man from
Atlantis. Not if he's using a rebreather.
That'll
last longer than a standard tank.
Yeah, but it won't last forever.
None of us are buying in on this with you, Greg.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I'm on an island.
Maybe his superpower is he bores his enemies to sleep.
Well, wait a minute. If Tony Stark can have a suit that allows him to fly, I'm sure you could have some kind of tank that just keeps making more oxygen for you for as long as you need.
Good point.
You get gills.
Well, that's more of, it turns into like Aquaman, you know? I'm not looking for, you know, like an underwater sex symbol, you know, despite what
You know,
Barry
liar.
May prefer. I'm just
You're
saying.
Lied. You want to be an underwater sex symbol.
You're going to need a lot of special effects for that.
Yeah, you'll need a lot of special effects.
All I got to do is superimpose my head on top of Aquaman. We're good to go.
Then you'll have Barry chasing after you.
Yeah. I have standards, you know.
Okay. Boy, this took a really weird turn. Man, wow. Anyway.
Turn straight about, down is not a turn.
How about you're based on the West Coast and you could be like Kelp Boy?
Kelp Boy? Well, there's already Bug Boy. So, you know, once again, but see, they're
Captain,
limited.
Captain Kelp.
You know, the Lobster Slayer and Bug Boy, that dynamic duo that we've talked about before, have a limited season. So they can only,
it's only
operate
during mini season?
Well, during lobster season.
Fukushima Man. He glows in the dark.
There you go.
Get away from the diving.
Battling Godzilla.
Go, okay. Go, Godzilla.
I don't get the diving connection. Once again. Scuba
and
Diver
to re-energize,
Man.
Re-energize, they have to dive in Lake Titicaca.
Ah.
What about Water Weenie?
Well, that kind of goes back to Naked Scuba Boy. That might be his nickname or something, you think? Yeah. All right. Well, obviously, we came up with nothing. Thanks for nothing, losers. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Before Superman, before the Lone Ranger, before Bruce Wayne, came the Cape Crusader. Naked Scuba Boy, Naked Scuba Boy, he roamed the earth.
I told you. You thought I was just making it up.
Naked Scuba Boy. Naked Scuba Boy. He swam the sea.
It could happen.
It's just ridiculous.
Naked Scuba Boy.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me, Barry the Bugger, Casey the Tobacco Nut.
The Cabana Boy.
Yeah, could be. And then Jerry the Diver Guy. Who would make the best?
Towel. You a towel, sir.
Fresh towel.
Who would be the best naked scuba boy a part of our crew, you think?
Barry the Bugger.
Barry?
Oh, yeah. No.
What do you think, Barry? No?
No, I'm scary looking.
What, Bubble Boy?
Bubble Boy had an awesome idea for a superhero for you.
For a scuba diving Avenger. Yeah,
yes.
Who would it be?
Yeah, and he carries his trusty sea cucumber, which he whips out and flogs his enemies with it.
You flog somebody with a cucumber in a squirt.
Sea cucumber.
Inappropriate. Really?
Starring sweaty.
My God.
Starring sweaty tourist number three.
Hey, he could fight. He could fight. His enemy would be the hairy clam.
Yeah. I don't think that's.
You better hit the dump button on that one.
Too late.
Man. Guys, you guys
I like
are
the sea
so
cucumber
immature.
Idea.
Very immature.
You are the sea cucumber.
I'm the only adult on today's show, evidently. Man, you guys embarrass me. I am so ashamed.
You're welcome.
We try.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Anyway.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I think we are overdue.
Oyster Man.
For a scuba diving Avenger, but one can, I guess we'll just have to wait and dream. All right? It'll just be me, because obviously if they take any of your ideas, if Hollywood's listening, and I'm sure they tuned out long ago.
Greg, how do you fight the blowfish?
Do you...
Well, if he's Oysterman, he could shoot hawkers at him.
Okay, it's just... Well, you guys...
Behold my pearl!
All right, I'm going to have to lead this dive into a different direction. So that's what we'll do. Let's just do that and take care of a couple other little
frogman
nuggets. Some new places to dive.
No more nuggets.
Just quiet already.
Some places to dive.
There's a new wreck.
I'm going to Cozumel, Greg.
You're going to Cozumel, is that right, Casey?
I just booked my trip. I'll be heading to Cozumel in about 4 weeks for a week of diving.
Sweet. I'll notify the Federales.
Be on the lookout for Naked Scuba Boy. Or you could take that role.
Naked Scuba Boy could go hang out with Drunken Sailor, and they'd probably have a great time.
Well, I first of all, don't ever say hang out with when referring to Naked Scuba Boy. Secondly,
I was trying to redirect things around here.
Right. But
yeah,
secondly,
we need an adult here.
The Drunken Sailor. He isn't really a superhero. He's pretty much what not to be.
If you can do that much alcohol in one sitting, that's pretty much a superhero.
Well,
he's superfluous.
Maybe. It's more of a preservation kind of thing for him when it comes to that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
He is kind of related to the sea cucumber because he's pickled.
Good point. That could be. But, you know, they do, I don't know about Cozumel, but they got a new wreck dive you can do in the Bahamas. Stuart Coves and the folks over in Nassau just sank this, I think it was a tanker of some sort. And they had the video up online. And it's a new shipwreck right there by Stuart Coves Dive Bahamas. And what was cool about it is that they filmed the entire thing, as they often do. When they sink these wrecks, but our buddy Fraser Nivens from down in the Keys was there, and he mounted a bunch of cameras on the wreck and showed the sinking from some very unique perspectives.
Cool.
Yeah. So you
did they
actually
blow it up, or did they just pull hatches?
They pulled hatches. What do you mean? Oh, you're not happy with that? You'd rather
it was explosion.
It was a letdown.
Yeah. Well, it looks cooler that way.
When they blow it up, right. Well, they wanted to go down right. It's really tricky to get these boats to sink properly, you know, so they don't end up turtling.
Yeah, they do it all the time in Miami.
Turtle man? What do you mean?
You could be turtle man.
His head is poking out.
No.
Turtle man.
Not feeling it. I mean, I like turtles, but I don't. I mean, that's
Turtle
kind of
Man.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, that's
come on,
right.
Curly.
There's already that.
Yeah. And you had Crush.
Right.
Yeah, you know, Greg,
Yes.
We should get Fraser on.
Fraser Nivens, who filmed that sinking? Yeah. No, we will. I mean, he might be great out at guy. The scuba show next weekend. Who knows?
He was my IDC instructor.
That's right. He was.
Tell some stories on me.
He likes to avoid that subject because I don't want to be blamed for him. As, you know, some of the stuff he said on today's show will account for. But regardless, yeah, Fraser's a good guy. But it's a cool new wreck that Stuart Coves Dive Bahamas has available in Nassau. Great video. Just Google it. New wreck site, Stuart Coves. I'm sure it'll pop right up, and you can watch it on YouTube and see how they sink, you know, a boat to create an artificial reef for your next dive vacation in the Bahamas. All right, look, I guess we haven't made much progress on our, you know, scuba diving Avenger, but it is
Grouper Man.
2 weeks from today, remember, show from the show floor, the Scuba Show. However, we will be there next weekend. Don't be late for the Scuba Show. ScubaShow.com/tickets. Put in code SCUBARADIO20. Get 20% off as well. So we'll see you there next weekend. You'll hear all about it in 2 weeks. And have some special guests for you next week as well on the Big Show. Till then, remember, it's always better wear gang.
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.